We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
You, Brooks Koepka!
What a parade for the Panthers yesterday. And then they cap it off today, signing Sam Reinhart to an 8-year deal. But there's some bad news that goes along with that as well. I pull up my Will Manso Twitter here. Here's what we've seen from the Panthers so far. They have Sam Reinhart and Dmitry Kulikov re-signed and coming back. But they have lost Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Kevin Stenland, Anthony Stolarz, your guy, and just recently, Ryan Lomberg.
Lomberg got to me.
That one got to me. He was like the star of the parade yesterday. Dude is just hammering beers. He has been shirtless since last Monday when they won the cup. And now he goes to Calgary, join our old friend there, Jonathan Huberdeau. You know what he left? Like, this shows you how much hockey players, low-end hockey players make. Now, remember, we love Ryan Lomberg, but half the time he was inactive. You know what he's getting in Calgary? Do you know what he's leaving the Panthers, the Stanley Cup champions, to go make in Calgary?
No, I think Montour got $50 million. How much is Lomberg getting?
2 years, $2 million.
$2 million a year.
2 years, $2 million a year.
I'd have pitched in on that one.
Right? Yeah. Hockey salaries are very, very different.
But Montour got what, 7 for $50 or something like that?
Yeah. It's 7 for $50, but Isaiah Hartenstein's making that in one offseason.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's just so different when it comes to the NBA and hockey.
Yeah. You know what I'm not worried about is Stolarz.
No, because Spencer Knight, they seem to be in on Spencer Knight. So,
but who is the guy that's in Detroit now? I forget his name.
Lyon.
Alex Lyon.
We had Lyon, and he was good. He held it down when Bob had a little rough patch. And then Spencer Knight headed down if Bob had a rough patch. And now Stolarz held it down. I trust Zito to go find him a backup goaltender. He's done it.
It's Spencer Knight. I think they all knew, even as the season was going on, that Anthony Stolarz was going to be going elsewhere because he's going to get a decent – I don't know what he got. I think it was a one-year deal. I don't even think that was very much. But they're in on Spencer Knight. What was the Anthony Stolarz deal? Did you see what it was?
I didn't. I know he signed with Toronto along with OEL, but I don't know how much he's getting from Toronto.
I think it's shockingly small.
Like $770,000 or something?
Yes, like $775,000, I think.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you're used to dealing with the NFL salaries, the NBA salaries, now I'm not saying there's not hockey guys who make a lot, but the disparity between them and the smaller names.
It's 2 years.
Oh, Anthony Stolarz, 2 years, $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say. They ain't
I think it's $2.5 million total.
They ain't making seven figures. Hell, it is. I might be sneaking up on them.
$2.5 million total.
$2.5 million total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
125 a year? Yeah. Come on, man.
Crazy. So anyway, parade was yesterday. You listen to it on this radio station. There's a lot, I mean, a lot of movement in the NBA, the NHL. There is so much to keep track of. So we'll kind of do that all afternoon. And I'll get everyone's opinion. First, though, I want to do a little wellness check here because Jimmy's back and Solana's back. And so, and I see Jimmy's wearing a Portofino t-shirt. And Solana, that's Uruguay. So are you rooting for Uruguay over USA tonight?
Absolutely. 100%.
I'm just checking. Just checking.
Yeah.
You've never lived in Uruguay.
Who did I meet? Oh, there's a little store, I told you, downstairs in right near our building called El Almacen. And it's just like a little, you know, go for coffee, avocado toast, whatever. And there was a new girl working the counter yesterday. And you know me, I'm talking to everybody and I speak my Spanish and I'm good. So I'm like, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Uruguay. I said, you're kidding me. I said, my coworker is from Uruguay. His name is Alejandro Solana. And she either said, oh, I know him, or that's a common name. One of the two.
It's not a common name. She's got to know me.
All right, then she knows you.
Yeah, she's got to know me.
How do you not know what she's responded with?
Because I was speaking Spanish.
Do you understand Spanish?
No, but I have enough. It people think that I, because like I can speak enough quickly because I have my go-to phrases.
¿Dónde está?
So I had two people working in the house today, doing the working on one of the bathrooms. And I went right in, man. ¿Quieres café? ¿No? Si quieres algo que tomar, ahí, point at the refrigerator.
It's not bad, though. Yeah, it's not bad.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I have my things, and I sound like I can just rattle off, and so then, you know, they come right back at me. Oh, I'm like, I gave you everything I had in the barrel.
Did you ask them about the eggs?
Sí. Sí. ¿Tienes hambre? ¿Quieres algo que comer? ¿Te gusta huevos? ¿Huevos rancheros?
Huevos rancheros.
The best part is they've got a, you know, Hawk walks away. They're smiling at him. They're like, did this mother bleeper just ask us if we want huevos rancheros? Because it's such a random thing. Like, right. You don't eat huevos rancheros.
People have offered, and then, but you know me, I've told you before, like, once I'm in my zone, like, I can't go, ¿quieres agua? ¿Quieres coke? I go, ¿quieres Coca-Cola? Like, all of a sudden, I'm a Spanish textbook. I'm like, so now I'm talking in a Spanish that they don't even talk. Like, ¿quieres agua? ¿Quieres Coca-Cola? ¿Agua con hielo? ¿Sin hielo? Like, I'll give you everything.
Huevos rancheros.
It's like if I were to offer you, not that it's the same meal, but it's like if you were to offer in English, hey, would you like some Eggs Benedict when somebody's just working in your house?
Right.
Because it's not.
It doesn't make any sense. It's so out of context.
Quiero huevos canchero?
¿Quieres jamón? Because God forbid they say yes. I don't have ham. I don't have egg.
Why do you like to offer people eggs?
Because I just like to practice the words that I know. ¿Quieres churros y chocolate? Where would I have churros and chocolate?
Oh, boy. You right, Solana. They, boy, when he walks out the room, they cuss. Well,
no, they don't, because they think I speak Spanish. See, I neutralize them. Now they can't even speak behind my back because they think I'm going to understand it. The moment I hear them talking and I'm not there, I pretend like I think they're talking to me. I put the brakes on whatever they're saying. ¿Cómo? Oh, no, not for me? All right.
Boy, they can't wait to get that.
How do you want your eggs? Sunny side up? Eggs Benedict.
So you want some eggs.
So Lana was on with us inexplicably. Was this Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Because he had just gotten to New York. What was up? This video has been viewed thousands of times. I tweeted it out. So Lana came on Thursday. We didn't ask him to come on. He popped into our video feed because he's like the administrator of it. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't realize that he was going to pop in. He just wanted to watch the show from his hotel room in New York. But we saw him pop in. So I'm like, hey, pop on. And then he was talking with a very noticeable lisp. He was slurring and his face was swollen. It's on my Twitter. I think it's on our YouTube page as well. And he maintained that there was nothing wrong. And it was so obvious that there's something wrong. I mean, obvious. So, Solana, would you like to tell everybody what was up on Thursday?
Listen, man.
Solana. Honesty is the key now, Solana.
Right. Right. Don't dig yourself a deeper hole because you know the truth is going to come out. This has happened myriad times on this show.
A lie births a lie, and that lie births another lie. Let's just come clean.
Okay. I've worked this show now. I think May 31st was my fifth year working with the two of you, executive producer of this show. And I have sustained countless numbers of just ridiculous hell from the two of you for just anything, you know, and I've taken it, no problem. I was legitimately upset with what transpired on Thursday and the fact that you kept going and that you've now, 4 days removed, when we have countless things to talk about in maybe the best parade in South Florida sports history, the Miami Heat are doing nothing, the NBA is in turmoil, and you want to revisit this. I'm upset. I really am. There was nothing wrong with me.
This is called deflection. He has not answered the question. He is engaging in deflection.
There was nothing wrong.
This, Solana.
There was nothing wrong with me. There was absolutely nothing wrong with me. There was just lighting on one side and poor lighting on the other.
Why couldn't you pronounce S's?
Well, I may have been a little intoxicated. I will admit.
Here's my guess. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You flew to New York on Thursday.
Yeah.
Something happened in the air with your gums.
Okay.
Maybe you had bleeding gums. Maybe you lost a tooth. You don't want to fess up because this has been a running narrative about you on the show, your weak gums, weak teeth.
Uh-huh.
And you had to, when you landed in New York, go get some emergency dental work. And you had a Novocaine shot that was wearing off because it looked very similar to someone who had Novocaine.
No. You've just created a total fabrication, and I won't stand for it. Really, I mean, I am impressed about this. I am upset about this because I jumped on just to watch the show. I was happy to join.
Put your face close to the camera. I want to see your face.
Other side.
I posted pictures of me that day.
Come closer.
There we go. Other side.
I look good.
Yeah, you had caps. You got caps.
Yeah, he capped up.
Sick of you guys.
Your sister lives in New York, right?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, what does she do? We were trying to figure out. Is she a dentist?
She is, yeah.
Oh!
Is beside the point.
But she has connections in New York with dentists.
Right. His aunt is up there.
Her husband is a dentist, actually.
Is he?
He happens to be. Yeah.
Okay, so you had dental work done. There's no question.
I didn't. I had no dental work done. I had been I didn't sleep the night before after the NBA draft. I went straight to the airport at 3 in the morning. We found a bar. We were drinking. My intention was not to barge into the show. It was an accident, as I admitted. And there was just poor lighting in my hotel room. That's all it was. That's it. And I may have been a little drunk. Very drunk.
Nope.
Well, Solana, absolutely hammered. I drink and I, you know, I do mind altering substances. The side of my face never died.
That's the thing. Like, you looked, I mean, it was obvious. There was something wrong with the side of your face, and it wasn't like you were slurring all your words. It was specifically representative of someone who had a Novocaine slot.
Crowder, that new stuff in New York, though, man. Maybe you haven't tried that new stuff in New York because.
We'll find out by 6 o'clock. I will break him by 6.
Okay.
I'll break him by 6.
Or I'll quit.
Hey, the Either way, we win. Hawk, the drug addicts in New York, the bum drug addicts, they are, bro, I don't know what they're taking.
It happens to be very sad because every...
They're licking those frogs or something. They're taking something that's not in South Florida. Them people are crazy.
It happens to be extremely sad because New York is awesome, but every block you walk, especially anywhere near Times Square, I happen to be staying right near the Garden. I mean, there is somebody on the ground shooting up. Like, it is just terribly sad.
February for a week. I didn't see anybody shooting up.
Where does your sister live? I was talking about the guys just walking around. You saw needles.
You saw people shooting up in
shooting
the street.
Up
every
in the
block.
Street. Every block, bro. Every block.
Bro, I don't know where you were. I don't think you were in New York. Like, I do think you went on one of these Turkish getaways where you had facial reconstruction done. And
I look the same. You know, there's nothing different about me. I look the same.
Your cheekbones are higher.
They do look higher. You lost like 4 or 5 years on this vacation. You look younger.
You guys notice my jawline too? It happens to be a little nicer.
And then you were on a European cruise, and Dan Day said that you were supposed to be back in the studio like Thursday or Friday, and you called him and you were like, I'm not feeling well and I can't come in. So much like Solana did a couple of years ago when he went to Europe and then immediately had to go to the emergency room because he was sick. What happened? You came back from your cruise and then you were sick?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well the next day. I did not go to urgent care like Solana did.
But you missed work.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and how many days of work had you missed for the cruise?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. And then you had to miss more days because you were sick, so... Crowder said it. Like, nobody knows how to vacation on this show. Everybody comes back sick.
That's one angle we have, Hawk. When we go on vacation, we come back reinvigorated.
Usually, I come back re-energized. I very rarely, I don't think ever, miss a day after I come back. Like, I don't know what...
feel sick, is it just you're tired? Because you're tired? Like, that's tall
travel.
No, I had a cold.
Did you put a brace?
No, the brace is gone.
You had
for
some
good.
Sniffles. You had a little clogged nose, and
did you have a cold though in Europe or only when you got home?
It came up like the day before I left, and then that's when it came up when I left, and it got worse on Friday.
I mean, the both of you are just like, I mean, this crew that I have assembled is, I mean, people would look at this and go, what have you done? What have you done?
I pray that Cigna doesn't ever watch this show.
I mean, Solana's walking around New York City and there's people shooting up in the streets. What were you doing, reports for Newsmax? I mean, I was there for a week in February. I didn't see one person shooting up. I saw a smash and grab.
And you tried to interact with the thieves.
¿Quieres huevos rancheros?
Get the bleep out the way. ¿Quieres Coca-Cola?
Ah, ¿te gusta oro? Yo también. All right, let's get headlines. Gisele Espinales is going to join us. She was at the parade yesterday. I watched her coverage on NBC6. But there is so much going on in the world of sports. It's almost impossible to keep track of it all. The good news, I guess, is most of it doesn't matter to us here because the Heat aren't doing anything. So all they're doing is falling further down in the East. The Panthers, the one guy, I mean, we wanted Lomberg because he's a fan favorite, but the one guy you really wanted re-signed was Sam Reinhart, and they did so.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the Heat are engaged or they're just running it back. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
You're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. As Hawk mentioned, I'll start with the Panthers. Rhino, he's back. 8-year, $69 million contract.
Nice.
Keeps him here through 2032. Kulikov is back, one-year deal. And the Panthers did sign Tomas Nosek, under $1 million a year, one-year deal. Twitter is calling him the Stenlund replacement. Stenlund is gone as well. You guys mentioned it. Brandon Montour, he's going to Seattle. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, good riddance, you bum. He's signing
hated him, man.
With the Toronto Maple
you
Leafs.
Hated him.
Stolarz joins him in Toronto. Stenlund agrees to a two-year deal with the Utah Hockey Club. And Lomberg is gone. Two-year deal with the Calgary Flames. We found out the Panthers' home opener will be October 8th. They will raise their Stanley Cup banner hosting the Boston Bruins, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that is divine by the NHL and sir. Gary Bettman. That is sir. Divine.
Yes, sir. So, in the NBA, I mean, there's just a crazy amount of signings, but the biggest ones, at 3:30 a.m., we got a Woj bomb. Actually woke me up because I have push notifications for Woj and Shams. 3:30 a.m., Paul George, 4 years, $212 million deal with the Sixers. Maxey has agreed to a $204 million extension with Philly. Kelly Oubre, Eric Gordon, and Andre Drummond also signed with the Sixers. So there's a new big three in Philadelphia. A lot of people calling it the best big three in the NBA right now.
Yeah, we have to talk about the Sixers, the Celtics, the Knicks as the afternoon goes on, because there is some significant, I think, cause for alarm.
The Miami Heat.
We're talking about, what is it, Embiid, Maxey, Paul?
Yeah.
It's a damn good big three, if healthy. That is a damn good big three.
If healthy. You said the phrase that was on my mind.
Yeah, that's the only knock on them, right? I mean, that's the only thing you can point to and say, well, you know, they're not going to be healthy.
But if they are. But
is that Tobias Harris? He left, right? He left Philly, went to Detroit.
Yeah, Tobias Harris signed a two-year, $52 million deal with the Pistons. He is now projected to earn $302 million over the course of his 13-year NBA career.
Amazing. Tobias Harris should wear a ski mask everywhere he goes. He's been robbing these people for years. Does Tobias Harris, is he that good, Solana? Like, I've never seen him just go crazy.
No, he's not that good. But that's what the Pistons do, right? That's
He's not a bum. He's not a bum, though.
But he's not a great player who should have made $300 million over his career.
Here's a little NHL tidbit. Anthony Duclair. Remember, he was with Tampa.
Yeah.
We saw him in the playoffs. Anthony Duclair signs with the Islanders. 4 years, $14 million.
Hmm. He's black.
That he is.
The Miami Heat did agree on a two-year deal, around $8 million total, to bring back Kevin Love. And then DeLon Wright, he has left Miami. He signed a one-year minimum deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. It's around $3.3 million. So that's pretty much the only action for the Heat. DeLon Wright leaving.
Mind-boggling. There has been so much movement in the NBA. And right now I don't think, unless there's no market for Caleb Martin, I don't think he's going to be back. But there doesn't seem to be much of a market because I think he would have signed somewhere. So maybe he will be back. But there's just nothing going on with the Heat.
But I know people are going to call me a Heat homer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This should have been expected through 2 or 3 days of free agency for the Heat. They do not have cap space, period.
No, understood.
End of story.
Understood. We expected it last year. Like, this has happened before. It doesn't make it any less frustrating.
For sure. But if you're a Heat fan,
with Duncan Robinson's contract, with Tyler's contract, with these guys' contract, you can create space if you move those guys.
That is the expectation.
That'll happen later.
Correct. That is the expectation, that if the Heat are going to make a move, it was always going to be via trade. But you can't just – free agency opens, you make a trade, because players are trying to sign contracts elsewhere.
Correct.
There are teams who have money
to just go out and get who they want,
right?
Because they've got space. So the Heat – like, I have something to read from Ira later that says, hey, if you think, you know, Jimmy Butler's back and that's it, like, wait and see how things go during the first half of this season, because he might be a guy who's primed to be a half-season rental for a team that's actually competing. And so you might see the Heat try to get something for him, let's say around February when the trade deadline comes around, if things have gone south for the Heat and he's decided, yeah, like this is, they didn't extend me and this is, you know, I'm better off going somewhere else. So there's a lot of moving still to be done. I'm just pointing out that in the first couple of days where there's been a frenzy,
yeah,
the our biggest thing was Kevin Love opting out and then resign. If you count it as two moves, we had a little bit more action than one move.
We ain't eating. We over there eating appetizers. Everybody else on the steak and fish and chicken.
I don't even think we're eating appetizers. I think we're waiting for people to throw a crumb at our foot.
We eating asparagus stalk.
Yeah, there's a whole host of movement around the NBA. We'll get to it later. LeBron did opt out, by the way. There's some reports. Klay Thompson might choose between the Lakers and the Mavericks. Talk about it a little bit later. France did beat Belgium in the Euros 1-0. Portugal plays Slovenia a little later on. And the U.S. does play Uruguay tonight at 9. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys. .com, free consultations 24/7. A bit rainy in parts of South Florida, partly cloudy, 90 degrees, hot and humid. That's your weather.
All right, Giselle Espinales from NBC6 is going to join us in the next segment, or as Solana would have said on Thursday, Giselle Espinales, NBC6, is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk about the parade and what that was like yesterday.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but the...
Do your live read, bro.
I love Jack Daniels.
Daniels.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka.
Hawk and Crowder.
Here's what we know, okay? And we're going to talk with Giselle Espinales here about the parade yesterday. I don't feel like really get, like, Klay Thompson's going to the Mavs. Isaiah Hartenstein going to OKC. We know Paul George. When it comes to the Panthers, Ryan Lomberg, gone. But Sam Reinhart back. Brandon Montour, gone. But Dmitry Kulikov back. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, gone. Anthony Stolarz, gone. But anyway, there's a lot of movement. But I want to talk about yesterday. I want to celebrate what happened yesterday because I thought it was just, I mean... fun beyond belief. And Giselle was out there for NBC6. So she's going to join us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Giselle Espinales, sports anchor and reporter, NBC6 here in Miami. She was there early in the morning, as everyone covering it had to be, to late in the afternoon. And it was pouring rain for much of it. Giselle, what was it like? Like, what if I said to you, just give us a synopsis of what it was like yesterday. What was it like?
Sorry, Hawk, I can't hear you because I still have water in my ears. that's what it was like. It was a party, but probably one of the most dangerous parties I think I've ever been to, even work-wise. It was crazy. It's just a long day.
Did you think the parade was going to be canceled at one point? Because at one point, I'm looking at like tweets from George Richards, and it's like, man, there's lightning and thunder, but they just were determined to barrel through that, I guess, huh?
I didn't think it was going to be canceled, and I do think it was funny that George Richards and even my own husband, who were in this like metal contraption where the main stage was, I guess, like were in front of the stage, like they felt more protected than the rest of us media people who are out in the open. I'm here with like an umbrella thinking like, can an umbrella save you from lightning strikes? When I tell you that people did not care, I was just like, all right, I guess I'm going to be with the people. When it got really bad, when that first cell started coming through, like I went underneath with tents. People were trying to offer me beer, saying that I'll feel much better if I have a beer. And I was like, hit me up after I'm done with work because I'm still working right now. It was, I don't know if that was the epitome of what South Florida sports fans are like, but I'm telling you, if I was a fan, I'd still be out there too, because it was really fun to see. And people were still doing push-ups in the lightning. When lightning was striking, I felt like was what felt like was right next to us. People were push-upping. They were drinking out of the cups. Even little kids were drinking water out of these fake Stanley cups. It just kept going. It was nonstop.
And Giselle, like, the passion was there, because we always get criticized for our fandom down here and, you know, oh, it's a party. They're going to go to a party. But there were Panther fans out there. There were people that's been riding this franchise for 31 years that were waiting for this, right?
There were legit Panthers fans, Crowder, and I'm telling you right now, because there was people that I saw, and, you know, I don't want to say elderly because I don't know how old they were, but they were sitting there. They were in the middle of this monsoon, too. They were like, you know, we're going to witness history. So many people from the stretch of Elbow Room, even when I walked there, and everyone always says that we get here late to stuff. People were there before me, and I had to be there extra early just because I had to be set up at a specific time. And they were already drinking at Elbow Room. They were everybody with their jerseys, the shirts getting sold on the side of the streets that were like not sponsored by the Florida Panthers. So, you know, when you have bootleg merchandise, it's going to be a real deal. And that's how everyone felt, because it was, I'm telling you, people were just so excited, and everybody knew that there was rain coming. Well, I prepared for sweat because I'm thinking like, well, what's rain? You know, 5 minutes later, then we're all sweating in sunshine. No, it was rain the entire day. And there was people out there with no umbrellas, nothing. There was tents set up, just walking through, having a great time. So I hate when people say, like, people don't care, whatever. No, they were there. They were on there. Even if it was lightning, they were still out on that water. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think South Florida kind of made a statement. I think the Panthers kind of ingrained themselves into the sports hierarchy in South Florida yesterday, if there was ever any doubt, because you had so many reasons not to go, right? Because the rain was going to come. Then the rain came. No one left. There were still 100,000 people there. And it was, you know, it, to me, it was like this coming out moment for the Panthers. It also makes me think, Giselle, about what it would be like if our Hurricanes or the Miami Dolphins were to win a championship, like just how crazy this city would be. But hold on, before we talk about that, I want to ask you, do you have a favorite moment from yesterday? I watched your coverage, by the way. NBC6, I believe, is the only channel that did not bleep out Paul Maurice. Because I saw everything. I listened and I was watching. Now, granted, I was watching the NBC Roku feed. So maybe it's different than the broadcast feed. I don't know. Regardless, there were some moments yesterday. The Paul Maurice foul mouth speech, I loved up foul and down. Mouth. Sasha, you know, Barkov shouting out Boca was, just a point that tickled me. And then Aaron Ekblad shouting "F you, Brooks Koepka" was really, I thought, wearing a traffic cone. Do you have that, Solana?
You, Brooks Koepka.
I stepped on it. Play it one more time. This is literally Aaron Ekblad walking out on stage. He's wearing a traffic cone, and these are his first words.
You, Brooks Koepka.
That is, I mean, so did you have a moment that'll like stick with you for the rest of your life, Giselle?
Besides being in the middle of a lightning storm, I am honestly shocked and so impressed by the speeches. That's not, you know, when people think of hockey, when you're thinking of like the toughest of the sports and things like that, I think obviously they are, the, you know, but everyone always thinks of football first, how people party for tailgate parties. When those speeches, the first thing that went through my mind, and I am a big Heat fan, when I tell you through and through, I was like, Eric Spoelstra could never. And that's when I knew Paul Maurice was an absolute legend, because I have never, first of all, I'm assuming he was hammered, which was even better, because normally, you know, people
so hammered. He was beyond hammered.
It was, and then also seeing the personality of his cats on his shirt, I'm like, we got a legend and a cat lover. I'm like, who gets these kind of speeches? And honestly, being around this team as they partied on the ice, going through the parade and everything, I think this will forever be something I will remember, not just professionally, just personally, because seeing the personalities, when everyone always thinks of, you know, Sasha Barkov, this quiet captain, no, he was so fun to watch, so fun to see be drunk, and the speeches were just so incredible. I'm actually glad, maybe it was the Roku, because I'm pretty sure on the broadcast channel they were bleeped, but I'm glad on the people got the real sense of it, because we can't even tweet. There's no reception. So we're like, wow, is everybody being able to see this and hear this? Because it truly was epic.
Giselle, who won it? I know you brought up Barkov, Ekblad with the cone thing was hilarious. Paul Maurice went in. Who won it? Who owned the stage the best that afternoon?
besides Paul Maurice, I do have to say a little shout out to Sergei Bobrovsky, because the fact that he can silence us all those fans, all he did was put up one finger up and everybody went quiet. And I'm telling you, it gave me chills, because I'm like, how is it that this goalie who is known as to be this, you know, the brick wall, this focused, determined guy, got everybody to just be quiet and just listen to what he had to say. And I think that's more powerful than everything else, with the curse words, with all this stuff, him just reminiscing of, like, it felt like you could see his personality. And some of the best tweets I saw is like when he had his jersey off and everyone's like, whoa, we didn't know he was made, he was capable of that. These six packs of a goalie, they're always in all of this, like in all their gear. And that to me was so powerful in general, because it takes a moment to really reflect. And I think that's what he wanted, to everyone just reflect through of like what everybody was celebrating, knowing, and, you know, Hockey mentioned it earlier, how this team won't be the same, but to remember this team in its moment as it was happening on that stage.
I think you're exactly right. That's to me exactly what happened. So Paul Maurice was reflective, I believe, the moment that they won the cup, and you saw the interviews post game, and he talked about his dad, you know, and his dad's name will be up there with other great names. And he talked about, you know, 30 years. But I think Sergei Bobrovsky was reflective yesterday. That was like, he told you the date that he signed with the Florida Panthers. And obviously it wasn't the easiest stretch for him. There were many times where you're like, oh my God, they overpaid for this goalie. And what's it going to look like towards the end? And so I think he was super reflective. To answer your question, Crowder, talk about stealing it. I hate to say it, 'cause he's no longer a Panther. Ryan Lomberg, not the stage, but the parade. Ryan Lomberg stole the parade, right? Because he's shirtless, he's drinking, he's hammered. He did not have a shirt on, correct me if I'm wrong, Giselle, from last Monday when they won the cup to yesterday afternoon. He did not own a shirt.
We gotta remember the moment of the stripper pole at 11, because
he was up on the stripper pole at 11.
What? So I don't know if it was a way to flex his muscles, because we know how, I'm sure it's hard to be up on these poles. I have no personal experience on my end, but seeing Ryan from that moment as he was in 11, and then throughout the parade, he came up to where we were by the stage, and these fans that were waiting, that they didn't care what the weather was like, and he's out there shaking hands, drinking cups out of drinks, who knows what was in them. We don't know if it was backwash, if it was rainwater, whatever it was, he didn't care. And I think he enjoyed every single bit of it. It felt like we were enjoying those moments with him. The crowd surfing is what kills me, because that's, I'm like, you're giving the trust to people who are also drunk and have been partying too, to keep you lifted up. And he looks like he had every single bit of fun on the stage, in the crowd surfing, throughout that road with the fans. And that's what makes it special. And I think that's what makes this celebration special in general, because so many people have asked, like, what would happen if the Dolphins win? What would happen if, like, again, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just don't see players getting like this with fans. And I might be wrong, but this is the most I've seen players that didn't, like, it doesn't matter what situation they were in, they've been with the fans, partying with them. And that's what makes the Stanley Cup, the trophy itself, so great too, because people drinking out of that cup, like, just memories that people are going to have forever. And that's so cool.
It is unique to hockey. It really is. 'Cause you don't see, I don't think fans don't celebrate with the Larry O'Brien trophy, do they? I don't, like, nobody brings it around play. Like, the Stanley Cup really is unique, 'cause it's super interactive with the fans. It was a great day yesterday. Great run to the Stanley Cup. It was just, everything was great. So Giselle, are you going to take some time off now? Because you have literally traversed North America for 2 months now, and you worked your ass off yesterday. Are you watching on ESPN right now? Panthers coach Paul Maurice wears a special shirt. What's so great? And pictures of his cats on it. Are you going to take some time off now?
What is time off, Hockey? You know, sports is never really time off. But yes, I'll take a couple of days off and then get back at it, because believe it or not, we have the Olympics on our air. Dolphins is coming up too. And it's like, it just never stops. And all these changes and trades, like, what's going to happen? Everyone's mad at Pat Riley because he's not doing anything either. And everyone's like, just chill. Things will happen. Things will come through all of this. And hopefully it all gets figured out for the rest of the teams.
Giselle, if you had an opportunity, would you have drank out of the Stanley Cup?
If anything, I'm mad, Crowder, that I haven't been able to drink out of it. Absolutely. I'm such a grandma. I was supposed to go to the club and try to go to that celebration that we knew the players were going to go to. But I'm already home at 9:30. I'm already in pajamas. How am I supposed to push myself to midnight to go out there and try to drink out of this cup? And I should have done it. I regret. That's the only thing I regret not doing. But I've had special memories on my own. But I'm telling you, if I had a chance, I would absolutely drink out of that cup as much as how many mouths and things have been on that thing. The only thing I do wish I could have done too is also have some pasta, which I did ask Roberto Luongo as he was coming up the stage. I was like, how did that pasta taste like? He was just laughing. So I'm assuming it was great. So
how about a shoey? They're just ranking the best shoeys from the parade yesterday on ESPN. Crowder, have you ever done a shoey?
Was that the last boot?
No, you literally pour the beer in your shoe and you drink it out of the shoe. It's a shoe. No.
The Finns were doing that on the parade float. All the Finns were doing it.
Because I take my shoes off on the airplane and I ruin everybody's day in my section. Now I'm put beer in there?
Perhaps you should pour beer in there instead of just taking them off. Maybe.
Well, I was doing it with a flip-flop, so I think it lost kind of like what the point was.
Shoey, Giselle?
I've never done a shoey, but I'm also very like, you know, I'm supposed to party with like liquor and beer and stuff like that. And I end up having wine and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so, I don't know what I am. I'm probably boring, but yeah. I've never done a shoey. No.
Yeah, Giselle, you can't put a Sauvignon Blanc in a shoey.
Yes, well, I'll be classy as I do it.
Lana, have you done a shoey?
I have done a shoey once in my life.
Yeah. And then is your shoe, I guess it's squishy the rest of the day from the beer.
Whole time.
Yeah, they were just ranking the best Panther shoeys on ESPN.
That's the thing. Like, whose shoes were these? Were these fan shoes? Were these your shoes? If I'm drinking out of someone else's shoe, I don't trust someone else's foot.
No, I think it would have to be out of your own shoe, right? I think
still nasty.
It is nasty, but it's even nastier if it's someone else's shoe that you're doing a shoey. All right. Well, go get some rest and relaxation, Giselle. I enjoyed your coverage yesterday a lot, and we appreciate you making time for us.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
There you go. Giselle Espinales, NBC6.
Man, my IBS just started acting up talking about a shoey.
Never done a shoey, huh?
Have you done a shoey?
Me? No, that didn't exist when I was a kid. I mean, I'm too old to do a shoey. I mean, my George Halas ones would break if I poured beer in them. They're not made that way.
Them Air Monarchs is over.
They're not made that way. No, but that's like a hot thing is to do a shoey. Like that show. Yeah, that shows that you're like in the party. Like you are in the moment.
That's I've done the beer pongs. I've done like a shoey.
The hot thing.
Take your own shoe off your sweaty, nasty foot, yeah. Pour liquor in it, and drink out of your shoe.
That is correct.
I'm too old now. That's just disgusting. I would leave the party. Check, please.
That's probably how Jimmy got sick while he was in Europe. He was drinking shoeys.
That's exactly how I got sick.
Check, please. They're shoeying.
It'd immediately be on Nike.com on the app, getting new shoes.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.